Hey, Lauren, so you're okay. You've moved to a new hotel. You're out of the travel
lodge. Yes. I'm happy, healthy, safe.
We kind of all expected with this evacuation that it was due to security risks or something like that, but nothing to do with that.
No. It was a hygiene issue. So I arrived Friday evening. My heart sank when we pulled up to the travel lodge because I had heard some stories about conditions there. But I steeled myself for, you know, a pretty basic room. It's a budget hotel. Everyone knows what to expect from the travel lodge. But I had no idea I'd be walking into an environment that just made me feel, you know, dirty. It was terrible. So I found hair on the sofa from the last guest. The bathroom and shower floor were so dirty, I didn't even feel comfortable walking inside of it. There was white powder all over the carpet, sticky tables and handles. So it just clearly hadn't gotten the deep clean that you would expect from a quarantine facility.
And you've got to pay for this, right?
Yeah, 3,000 Australian. So, you know, I've applied for the waiver because of when I booked my ticket. I haven't heard back yet. But yeah, so 3,000 is the going rate.
There were a lot of complaints early on when people went into lockdown about getting nice hotels and getting it for free. But I guess now if you're paying for it, you do expect a reasonable sort of standard. So fair enough, Lauren. And where have you moved? You moved somewhere nice?
Yeah, I've moved to the Amora, which is lovely. But I do want to point out that, you know, I don't think any of us expect any sort of luxury. We certainly don't need that. And what I'm really pulling for is just a standard across the board of what you can expect, especially now that we're paying, but even more so just because we're Australian citizens and we deserve to show up to a clean room where we feel mentally and physically safe. So, you know, I don't think that we need to be at the Amora as happy as I'm happy to be here, but, you know, we just need to be taken care of.
Yeah, you don't want to be staying at the Blue Moon Love Motel or anything like that.
That sounds fun.
Well, yeah, sure. Hey, welcome back to Australia. Hope it all goes well for you.
Thanks so much.